Blog Talk Radio. This is the Change Book Radio Show, global insight and inspiration for life and business. We're brought to you by the fastest growing personal development book series in the world titled The Change. And I'm your host and voice, Stacey Carnaluti, transformational leader and coach, international bestselling author, and founder of High Powered Success Academy and StaceyC.com, The Power to Be. Welcome to The Change. Hey there! So happy to have you guys today on the show. We have got America's Media Mindset Mentor with us today. Katarina, are you on the line?
Hello, Stacey.
Hello. So excited you're here. I'm going to jump right in to this. It's just incredible. Katarina is amazing. She's an international media expert, on-camera TV host, and best-selling author, currently residing in Los Angeles and co-producing and hosting the morning talk show LA 40, which is so good. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. She's also the founder of a Hollywood-based media training and production company called Vastgeo. Am I saying that right? Vastgeo?
You are. Vastgeo Media. Yeah.
Vastgeo Media Corporation, and Katarina's five-step system continues to lead visionaries, creatives, and entrepreneurs to national levels of success through the development of media mindset, communication, confidence, and charisma in concert with strategic exposure tactics and outreach. Katarina specializes in helping you get visibly established as a brand authority. With many years as a brand ambassador, host, and speaker for various high-profile nautical and luxury lifestyle events. She is fluent in English, Greek, conversational French, and now she's learning Spanish. I love that. Katarina is proud to contribute to the global growth and acceleration of media associations and is an active member of Toastmasters International, the Caucus, and WIFT, or WIFT, Women in Film and Television. You are on fire, girl, and you're unstoppable, and we just want to welcome you to The Change.
Thank you. I love being here. It's such a fabulous community. I am so excited to be part of it.
It's so awesome. So awesome. So you just became a co-author just this past year, right?
Yes. I'm in the most recent edition, which is change number 15. And you have to excuse me. I have a little bit of a cold today. So sorry, audience, if I sound nasally.
You sound awesome to me. So you are so filled with unbelievable passion and talent. And I just want to start out by asking you, what are you fired up about today? What's lighting you up and energizing you?
You know, Stacey, I really have moved myself into a space of recognizing all of the amazing miracles and opportunities that every day can afford us. I used to be a half-glass empty person, and I would wake up with kind of fear, trepidation, anxiety. Like, I really allowed a lot of years of my life to go by playing in that lower vibrational space until I realized that, you know, it really is up to us to decide if we see this world as, you know, something that is against us or something that is for us. And I made the decision a few years ago to really look at it as being a benevolent universe. And from that point on, something shifted and said to me, why would I not wake up and expect a great phone call to come in or an interesting interaction or an opportunity? So ever since I started doing that, I really enjoy waking up and seeing what sort of miracles life is going to give me. And it's sort of like Christmas every day.
Oh, this is so good. People, I just want you to stop and absorb this. You know, we could just go on.
Why not have Christmas every day?
Isn't that amazing? Just that one thing. You know, it is hope that anchors our soul, and hope really is an expectation. It truly is an expectation, and you just nailed it right there. Why not wake up every morning expecting miracles, expecting the universe to back us up, expecting to have incredible opportunities, you know, open right in front of us? It's just amazing. I got a request for prayer this morning, and the person was asking that the door would be opened. You know, please pray that the door would be open for this opportunity. And I stopped for a minute, and it just kind of like it saddened my heart, you know, in a moment, because I just wanted to respond, you know, that the door is already open. And the Bible will back that up. The door is open. If you have a desire for something, the door is already open. It's just that the door comes with a lot of adversity. There's an adversary that might be sitting by the door that you might need to overcome, but the door is open already. And I think that that's what you're saying. It's like you wake up in the morning knowing the doors are open, the miracles are ready, everything is there in abundance. It's just a choice, you know, whether I'm going to take what's been offered to me or I'm going to believe that it's not there and I have to work hard for it, right? Or am I committed to the struggle and the suffering, or am I committed to believing and receiving? And I just love that. That's so good.
Absolutely. And I think the mistake a lot of people make, because you hit a word that is really becoming a passion word of mine, which is abundance. And, you know, that used to feel like an elusive word, like what is abundance, right? I'm not abundant. I'm in debt, blah, blah, blah. You hear everyone's complaints. And yet when you look at, and, you know, one of the things, again, that made me realize how abundant this life really is, you know, I don't know if you have a window near where you are, but if you do, turn around, look out the window, and you're probably seeing some sort of trees, like some sort of greenery, hopefully, unless you're in the middle of Manhattan.
Water.
If you're listening, turn around, look out the window. There you go. Perfect. But just look at how many leaves are on the trees you're looking at. How many blades of grass are there? There are an innumerable amount of leaves and blades of grass that we can't possibly count in our wildest dreams. So if nature is that abundant with something as simple as a tree or a blade of grass, why would it not be that abundant for us? And what I did is I started looking around in my personal life going, my closet is overflowing with shoes. Interesting. There's an abundance of shoes. My bookshelves are overflowing with an abundance of books. Interesting. Abundance of books. And I just started to actively notice all the things that we take for granted where we think, oh, I don't have enough. And it's like, but really look at how much you do have. So that abundance is a huge, huge favorite word of mine these days.
I love that. That is so good. Absolutely. And there is an abundance of something in every single person's life. We can look at the window and see that. And what makes the leaves come, you know, that tree is rooted and grounded and connected to the source of its supply. And I think that that's what you have tapped into, is like you now understand that there is a source that you are connected to that keeps you in that place of producing, you know, and seeing, you know, what you do have rather than what you don't have. That is so awesome. Tell us what your inspiration is. What do you stay connected to?
Oh, inspiration is an interesting question. I think for me, and part of what I wrote about in my chapter, I wrote a chapter, as I mentioned, in book 15, and it was titled The Call of Potential.
Awesome.
And effectively what that was for me is I had been feeling this calling to pursue a certain path, a certain vocation. In my case, it was communications and media. Effectively, I had this dream as a little girl to be a TV host, and I wanted to leave, you know, cold Canada and come to Hollywood and pursue this dream of being a brunette version of Barbara Walters. but what happened to me when I was about 18, 19 years old, when you have to decide, you know, what's my next move? Where am I going to college? Where am I going to start my life? I really started allowing, even at the tender age of 18, my own limiting beliefs to get in the way. Like, who was I, this small town girl from Canada, to go to Hollywood? Who was I to think that she can go make it? What was the community going to think of who she is? So I allowed all of that to really hold me back when I should have been at the prime of my life with, you know, all potential in front of me. And so I allowed that to play out and made a bunch of different choices, and I'm not going to bore everyone now. But long story short, instead of going to media, I ended up in finance and corporate finance and behind an Excel spreadsheet for years. And, you know, anyone that knows me, and you know me personally, you know, I'm a very energetic, high, passionate person. So to get stuck in a cubicle for as many years as I did was just a tragedy. It was a travesty. And this little call, you know, it just kept knocking on the windows of my heart and my soul, saying, you know, you're supposed to be going down a different path. And I just mentally chose to ignore it. I just allowed the mental mind to overrule the heart mind and the soul mind. The problem is that it's the heart mind and the soul mind that really lead us to fulfillment. And it took me another 20 years to allow myself to answer the call. So long story short, Stacey, I hoofed it to Hollywood at almost 40 years old when everyone out there was telling me, you're crazy. Like, you should have done it at 20. You're 20 years too old. You're never going to make it. It's never going to happen. But because I actually chose to answer the call, to step into my own path, to align with the higher purpose for my life and to trust it, I got to Hollywood and the doors started swinging open like nobody's business. Within a year of getting to Hollywood, I was reporting from the Oscars, like Oscar Week red carpet, interviewing Sharon Stone and Sting and Elton John. And this is something that normally would take people 10 to 15 years to get to. I got to the pinnacle of red carpets within a year because I finally trusted. So the universe said, yes. Gabby, you know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. Unbelievable. That is such an awesome story. Oh, my goodness. You know, Katerina was born. I mean, you could probably already feel her energy through just right now through your ears, right? You can't even see her, but she was born in front of a camera with a mic in her hand. And all of us, you know, we were all born with a message inside of us, and that message has to be delivered, to be able to be delivered, you know? So that message is being delivered within us as we overcome adversity, as we overcome the fear, as we overcome the limiting beliefs, as we overcome that feeling of like, I'm a fraud. Who am I to do this? Who am I to, you know, hoof it to Hollywood? I just love that so much. It's incredible. And we all end up with a story to tell. And that story that you just shared right there, you have learned how to put that out in front of you in a way that inspires the world. And you talk about that in your book as well, being able to tell your story in a way that will inspire others to rise up and get the courage to be able to follow and trust, you know, that thing in their heart that just won't, like we were talking about earlier, it's relentless, right? The call is relentless.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't stop. So,
yeah, and you know, now I take a really powerful stand. I am brilliant at empowering confidence because I have had my own journey and had to truly figure out the roadmap to tapping into belief in self. And as you mentioned, that's why I wrote my first book, which was called Rising Up from Mental Slavery, How to Overcome Your Own Limiting Beliefs to Step into Your Highest Potential. But because of this and because of the immense amount of on-camera media training that I've now done, plus the number of years that I've worked in the field of media, so just to take it back so we don't confuse people, I spent about 10 years in corporate finance, and then I really realized that it was time to switch gears, and I moved more heavily into media and communications. But still, it was from a place of the corporate, safe, traditional route. It wasn't really leaping into what I knew was my purpose, which was in front of the camera work. But because of my own journey, what I realized is everyone has their path, and their path is divinely orchestrated for a reason. And it's because whatever you're going through, you are intended to go through so that you can actually then share the wisdom of what you've learned. For me, for a long time, I was beating myself up with the self-judgment of, I should have, I could have, it's too late, I'm too old, it's never going to happen, until I realized that part of my journey was to get to exactly this point, so that in my early 40s, I can now take a powerful stand for sharing with people that no matter where they are in life, whether they're 40, 50, 60, 70, there is no reason why you can't answer that call. And so, you know, with the platforms that I now host, on TV with the media company that I now own, where we train people to really show up with their media mindset intact and how to find it and how to step into, like I mentioned, confidence, charisma, and communication skills. It's now that I am so lit up because part of my purpose is to use these platforms to share these kinds of stories. And it's funny because you said something a minute ago. I have a guest on my show, which airs on Thursday mornings with LA Talk Radio. Our September 20th show is going to be with a legendary legacy mentor, Damon DeMore. But he and I are going to be discussing the topic of what it feels like to overcome the imposter syndrome. Because we all have it, right? Who am I to step into that role? Who am I to show up in that way? But everyone has that. It's a matter of how do you overcome it so that you can share your gifts with the world.
Yeah. Oh, so much good stuff. You know, hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to speak with you again. I think that song, like the sound of silence, when you're in those dark places, you know, it's no accident. That is just unclaimed light. That's a place that you now are in. And it's all for the purpose of finding the light in there and for the purpose of having a story to tell, right? So then we go into that darkness and we ask it questions and we learn our lessons and all of a sudden light is claiming that space, and now you've got something truly of value to offer the world. And I just so then we end up thanking, right? We look back and we're like, oh, thank God for my journey. It's just blessed me so much. I remember when I went through a divorce and I talked with my ex-husband. I'm like, thank you so much. He's like, shut up. Like, he wasn't in the same space as I was. But I learned how to be like grateful for all of it, right? We turn around and we see all the gold that's come out of those places, and we wouldn't turn it, you know, we wouldn't have chosen it, but we definitely don't regret it because we walked out of those fires without even smelling like smoke, you know. It's very cool, so good. All right, so tell me about your book, Rising Up from Mental Slavery. I love that. I love, love, love it. You have a chapter in the book called Attitude is the Magic Word. So talk to us a little bit about that.
You know, what I love about having these kinds of conversations is a lot of people that are on this journey of transformation and really committed to evolving with respect to their own growth. Whether you want to call it spirituality or just, you know, personal growth, a lot of us have run across the material of Earl Nightingale.
Yeah.
And one of the things Earl talks about, which when I listened to his material, when I was delving into all of this over the last few years, I suppose it's been several years, but when I first came across his material, it was, you know, attitude was so important because it really is up to us to recognize that a situation just is, right? It's not good and it's not bad. It's up to us to decide how we want to perceive it. And like you mentioned, you got to a point, you were able to look back at all of the drama that you probably went through to get to your divorce and actually see it in a different light. So your attitude with respect to how you chose to revisit that part of your life significantly changes the way your present reality is shaped. Because if you had chosen to continue to look at that chapter with bitterness, with resentment, with anger, you would actually be bringing that into your present moment. And the question is, why would you want to have those feelings in your present moment? So it absolutely goes back to our own ability to choose our attitude around what we perceive as facts and just simply massage them in a way that allows us to feel good in the present moment, whatever we have to do that.
So good. When you realize that you really do have that power, I mean, that is some incredible power that we get to choose the attitude. We get to choose the perspective. We get to choose the feeling that we want to have right now. We don't have to be victim to our circumstances, to our situation, to other people, right? That is some incredible power right there. I love it. And I think that all of us, you know, once we get to that place of recognizing that we really do own the responsibility and the privilege and the power of choice, we become unstoppable. You know, what do I want? That's all we need to figure out now is what do I really, really want?
100%. And what we need to do, one of the things that I've noticed with all the clients I've worked with, because I've worked with clients in the media space internationally and nationally, and one of the things I always tell them is part of showing up in the media is really having the ability to own your own story. But a lot of people, you know, they're resistant and reluctant to share parts of themselves because they feel that I may not be good enough, I may be compared to someone else. And so what I like to remind people is that everyone has their own personal CCC ratio. So that's C as in cat, so CCC. And the C's, of course, stand for confidence, charisma, and communication. Now, the interesting thing is that we all have those intrinsic characteristics within us, but we all have them in different ratios. So what do I mean by that? I want to take Princess Diana, for example. Princess Diana, if you looked at her level of confidence, was super, super, super low on the confidence scale. She's probably like 10%. She was shy. She was quiet. She was meek. She was sort of thrown into the spotlight. Her communication skills were fine, but her charisma, like there was just something about this woman that anytime she walked into a space, people would notice. So her charisma was maybe at a, let's say 90%. Sorry, I have a cold, so I'm trying to say 90 without sounding nasally. But let's say her charisma was at 90, her communication was at 5, her confidence was at 5. Then you take somebody like Madonna, and it's absolutely the reverse. Madonna's confidence was at like a 90. Her charisma was maybe at a 7, and her communication was like a 3. Then you take somebody like Oprah Winfrey, whose confidence is probably low as well, probably a 10 or a 15 before she became Oprah Winfrey, you know. Her communication, though, was at like 95. She knows how to communicate. She knows how to pull communication out of other people. So my point is, it really doesn't matter what your unique CCC ratio is. What matters is that you recognize it, that you come to understand it, and that you actively work to cultivate whichever of those three C's is your intrinsic strength. Because it doesn't matter which one it is. There's no right or wrong. It's just a matter of how do you recognize it and how can you develop it. And that's really what I help people with when, you know, when they work with me. So that's what I love to just remind people of, is it's all within us. I suppose that's my point.
That is so good. And, you know, naturally we would think, oh, gosh, I need to up my confidence game, or I need to up my, you know, communication or whatever. We tend to look at where we're in lack rather than what we already have. Like, what is? Like, let's take what is and learn how to leverage that or be more intentional about that.
And you know who's brilliant at that messaging? For anyone that follows Gary Vaynerchuk, mm-hmm. Gary Vee talks about this all the time. Don't focus on your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths. Focus on your strength. Knock it out of the park. Tiger Woods was great at golf. Guess what? He focused on that. Became the greatest golfer of all time. He didn't divert his time to go, well, you know, I'm really excellent at golf, but I think I'm going to focus all my time on tennis.
Right?
So why do we feel that we need to do that? If you're not intrinsically confident, don't worry about it, because maybe your charisma is magnetizing people. You don't even recognize that. So that's a great little exercise to ask yourself. What's your CCC ratio?
Yeah. I was filming a video last night for my son, and we kept looking at, you know, what I was doing or whatever. And pretty soon it became about the skill and the angle, and we had to stop. And my son's like, be you, Mom, just be you. And I had to, you know, connect with my heart again and my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the coolest shots from that play. So we have it. We have it in there. Tell us about your 5-step signature system. Now, she created, you guys, a signature system to help us, you know, visionaries and creatives and entrepreneurs, to gain visibility and brand authority. So give us a little bit about that system.
Sure, absolutely. So one of the systems that we've created with our media training and communications company is walking people, like you mentioned, visionaries, creatives, entrepreneurs who really know that they could benefit, that their business could benefit from increased media exposure, but they just don't know how or where to start. And again, the biggest thing that I see people holding people back is they think that they're not the right person for the job. So, for example, we work with an economic thought leader. He is excellent at his craft. He is revolutionizing classical economic theory the way we've known it. But he has a little fear about being the guy to own that, being the guy to show up on Bloomberg or Reuters or any of these Yahoo Finance. And he's battling with his own version of who am I, right? That imposter syndrome. So what we do is our 5-step signature system really works with clients, and we take them through starting with how do you overcome your limiting beliefs? How do you work towards understanding your personal story, and how do you leverage that in a way that is going to connect with your audience? Because at the end of the day, Stacey, let's be honest, nobody wants to be sold a product. Nobody wants to be sold a service. They want to be sold and experience an experience. And one of the ways we do that is by connecting human to human. So one of our clients is a lady. She's a single mom who is a financial services consultant. So she basically goes into homes and sells insurance packages and, you know, 401k stuff. And she was saying to me, you know, I'm really frustrated because I'm not getting the traction that I was hoping for. And I said, well, are you walking into these people's homes, you know, pushing your paper forward, or are you connecting with them on the level of mom to mom, right? Mm-hmm. As a mom, don't you want to put financial security in place for your children? As a single mom, this is what struck me, and this is why I'm here to help you, has much more power and authenticity than, hey, here's a package, A, B, or C, $30, $50, $80, pick, you know? So part of what we do is we work with clients to really develop their personal media persona, understand their sound bites, understand their media hooks, understand all the things that are going to create their brand authority identity. And then once we've done that, we go and we leverage, how do we get them on TV? How do we get them in the radio? How do we get them on print? And then how do we leverage social media to really knock it out of the park? So for anyone out there, and especially coaches, authors, musicians, anyone that is into self-branding and knows the importance of self-branding, please don't hesitate to hit me up, because we have a number of programs that really have proven instrumental for the people we work with. So I'd love to extend that invitation.
Oh, awesome. You know, Katarina is an expert at helping you to figure out why people should listen to you. Like, what do you have right now that people need? And being able to communicate that in a way that will, you know, make way for you to be out in front and get those messages heard and your solutions, you know, to the people that need them. So I love what you do. You're just, you're absolutely incredible. Give us some final words of wisdom.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm going to do two things. I'm going to give one tactical piece of advice. So this is literally a take home that I'd love everyone to consider when they get off this, you know, get off the audio. And the second one is a little more inspirational, motivational, because that's what inspires my heart.
Awesome.
But going back
to a
quick media tip, again, for anybody out there, one of the things that you want to do is you want to really figure out what is going to differentiate you from everyone else in your space, right? That's what we talked about. One of the things you need to get very, very clear on are what are your key sound bites. So people, when I say the word sound bite, they think of, politicians use sound bites or celebrities use sound bites. I don't need a sound bite, right? I'm a painter. But what they don't realize is what is going to differentiate you from every other painter out there. And the thing with sound bites is they can be incredibly powerful, because once you start to get the media exposure that you want, the mistake I see people making is they get onto five or six different stations and they talk about five or six different sets of messaging. So by the time they're done, no one remembers them. Whereas had they had a really clear sound bite and they went on to every one of those five or six shows and just kept repeating the same sound bite and the same sound bite and the same sound bite, by the sixth show, somebody in the community is going to be like, hey, that's the, you know, I love nail polish guy. Because he kept saying, I love nail polish. I mean, I just thought of that. But, you know, whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump was an amazing example of this, right? We knew, Stacey, without a shadow of a doubt, that this was a guy that was going to build the wall and get Hillary in her emails. He was going to build the wall and get Hillary in her emails. He was going to build the wall and get Hillary in her emails. Like, we heard that from him for 2 years. There was no doubt that this was the guy that was going to build the wall. Anything else he said was irrelevant, because he was so clear about one or two or three key points. So what are your one or two or three key points that you are going to blast the entire world with, whether you're at a networking event, whether you're negotiating a client deal, whether you're being interviewed on CNN? I want you to figure out what are your three key core sound bites that you are going to be known for. And that is what's going to differentiate you from every other author, every other painter, every other politician. So that's a real tactical media message to anyone listening.
So good. We make it so hard. And as a creative, there's so much, I am so guilty of this. Oh my gosh. There's so much inspiration flowing all the time that the messaging can change and change and change, because it's like constantly evolving. And so this is so important. Oh my goodness. Mm. I challenge myself to come back to this all the time. So thank you. That's an awesome one. What's the other?
Yeah. And then the other one is, absolutely, I am such a huge believer in the fact that it is never too late to chase your dreams. I'm a living example of that. I am such a more fulfilled, happier, alive person now that I allowed myself to live into my dream, even though on paper it was many, many years later than it could have been. If you're 60 years old and you've always wanted to write that book, or you've always wanted to move to that city, or you've always wanted to divorce that guy, just do it.
Do it.
Because, you know, it's time. So big, big message about never, 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 never allowing yourself to feel that it's too late. Yeah.
That's so good. That is so good. I love it. You know, I had a 10-year-old ask me one time, Mrs. Benson, you know, why am I here? And it was just amazing to me that he was asking that big question at 10 years old. And I think all of us did, you know, when we were young, we were wondering, like, what is this life all about, you know? And there was something in our heart at that age that we either ran away from or we ran toward. And like you have said before, like some people answered the call at a young age and other people just needed to take a different path. But it is never too late to come back to that place. That heart-centered life is truly the life that you are already wired for. And yeah, you're going to have to overcome some fear, but we're all in this together. So you are absolutely supported in all of that around this place. So I just wanted to encourage everybody like Katarina to be the change that you're hoping to see, to do that thing that you're scared to do. Because life is too short, you know? We don't get this time back.
And to know that, you know, we're really lucky because we live in an age now, Stace, where, you know, with the touch of a hand on Google, we can find access to any of the help we need, whether it's, you know, on the spiritual side, whether it's on the emotional side, whether it's on the tactical side. If you know your business needs better SEO so that you can be found on Google, find yourself an SEO expert, you know?
Yeah.
Find yourself an expert in marketing. Find yourself a media expert. Find yourself the expertise that you need to really fill in those, you know, sort of weaker parts of you, if you will, so that you can focus on shining and really leveraging the stronger parts of you. So absolutely, I agree with you 100%.
Amen. Another one of your messages is borrow, you know, from those stars, you know, from those people that you look up to. Borrow their confidence, borrow their charisma, borrow their courage, whatever you need to borrow, it's there, you know, borrow it for a while until you can own it for yourself. And I love that part of your message as well.
A girlfriend of mine has coined it identity hacking.
Yes.
And she was instrumental in saying, you know, identify who it is that you consider sort of the pinnacle of, you know, the pinnacle of person in your space, and really watch them to see how do they show up. Not what do they say, but how do they be?
Yeah.
Hack into their identity and start to pull and borrow from them. So again, you know, with the media mentorship that I do, we really sit and we look at your business and we look at you as a person. We look at your CCC ratio and then we look at who can you borrow from and what are they doing that you can absolutely roll in and customize as your own. Because again, right, it all comes down to our unique stamp. But it doesn't mean we can't learn and leverage from other people's efforts.
Yeah. Awesome. So good. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. We are all about short and sweet and no fluff around here. So head on over to KatarinaKozias.com. Katarina, is it better for people to reach out to you at your .com address or social media, or what do you suggest is the best way to get over
Sure, absolutely. I make it easy. So it's KatarinaKozias.com or Katarina Kozias across all my social media. And, you know, we're very active at looking at Messenger and Instagram and Twitter. So any way that is, you know, most, you know, easiest for anyone to find me, please don't hesitate to hit me up. Of course, via the website, there's the contact form where you can email in directly. Before we leave, Stace, I want to just let people know about a few events coming up that I'm really excited to share. For those of you that are interested in getting some solid information around how do you step into leveraging the importance of things like charisma. I have three big events coming up this fall for anyone that happens to be in this part of the country. I'll be speaking at the City Summit seminars in Miami on September 29th, going in-depth into making and mastering a media mindset. Then we're bringing it back to Los Angeles on October 26th. I'll be part of the City Summit group presenting live in Los Angeles on October 26th for a two-day seminar in LA. Big change makers and leaders there on stage. So if you happen to be in Los Angeles, October 26th, do reach out to me. I'll let you know how to get tickets. I'm holding two of my own events in the subsequent weeks following that. October 30th, I'm going to be holding an exclusive VIP intense training day together with a new business partner of mine, Wyatt McCain. He has trained directly with Tony Robbins, and we're going to be delving into all things, how do you change your blueprint? Change your blueprint, change your life. It's going to be epic. And then, finally, November 10th, I'm teaming up with the legend himself, Mr. Jim Lutz, creator of the Change Book series, and he and I are putting together our quarterly seminars. This is going to be number two, our Charisma, Persuasion, and Influence seminar. This is going to be in San Diego. So charisma, persuasion, influence, how do you tap into these? How can you absolutely use them to fold time? Come join Jim and I November 10th in San Diego. Would love to have everyone.
Oh man, no excuses, people. There are so many opportunities to change, right? To rise up and be who you really are. So thank you so much, Katarina, for joining us today. You're amazing. Loved having you.
So great to be on the show. I love you so much. I thank you for taking the reins. And Deb had done such a great job with the show, and I was so happy to see that she passed the baton to you. And and I love listening. I wish everyone out there all the best of luck. All the other change authors, thank you for showing up and for helping to create this community, because it is so lovely. And, of course, big, big thank you to Jim and Jim for, you know, for really spearheading this initiative. And Mr. Bernie Dorman for his lovely forward, and Mr. Les Brown for the forward of and beyond. So fun. I love it all. Thank you.
Awesome.
Stacey.
Yeah, you're so welcome. We are on book 16 now, so super exciting. All right, and if you are ready to share your story or get your work out into the world, contact me at stacy@stacyc.com. That's with an EY. I'm all about your high-powered success, and we are here to support you in every way that we can. So thank you again for joining us. Until next time, be the change you're hoping to see in the world. Much love and peace out. Till next time.